The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. Hopefully, you're having a good day. And on the phone, I have Olivia Liv Rodriguez. How you doing, Liv?
Oh, I'm doing great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing well for minus 20 below.
I mean, just nothing but the best for your birthday, right?
You know, I'm always used to cold on my birthday, so what the heck? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so good. I've been working with the Downtown Association on the Winter Solstice Festival, which the finale day is this weekend. So it's been a busy week, but a great week. Very fulfilling.
You do both the winter and the summer.
Yeah, very duality focused.
So, okay, let's go through what happened through the week. You've had the many things going on, it seems like, this week. You've had the Winter Lights Walk going on.
Yep, that's right. We partner with the Borough Parks and Rec Department to decorate trees along Griffin Park in between the Morris Thompson Center and Golden Heart Plaza. So that's been open all week, and we also have a downtown storefront decoration contest, which is new this year, but we love adding new things to this festival because it used to be just the fireworks and maybe a handful of smaller events, but we partnered with a lot of different groups around town, like the Morris Thompson Center, like I mentioned, the Borough Parks and Rec, to really expand it into just more than a fireworks show and try to pull people into downtown.
You know, David, along with you, has really stepped it up with the with what is going on in downtown Fairbanks, with the Downtown Association. You guys have really stepped it up.
Yeah, they're by far one of my favorite clients because I think that their mission is so aligned with what I want to do and what I think a lot of Fairbanks wants. So I'm really happy to be able to work to pull people into downtown and maybe reintroduce them to a space in our community that they might have been avoiding for a while.
How long has David Vandenberg been with the Downtown Association now? It seems like about 15, 20 years now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's maybe about to enter his 17th year at the Downtown Association.
So tell me some of the businesses that are lit up.
Yes, I was super excited to start the Downtown Storefront Decoration Contest because I feel like, you know, we have so much darkness around this time of year, especially with the winter solstice, that to encourage businesses to freshen up downtown and bring some light into it. And we had a lot of resounding success. So we have the Fudge Pot on First Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really cute display. Big Rays has done frosted windows for theirs. And if you look closely, there's actually little downtown Fairbanks scenes like painted onto their windows. So they went above and beyond on the detail aspect, that's for sure. We have Lavelle's Tap House on 2nd Avenue. Lichen on Cushman Street, Arctic Traveler's Gift Shop, which I don't know if you've driven by them recently, you probably have, but they actually changed the colors of their lights outside their building to be Christmas colors.
Oh, the green and the red.
Yes, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I had been talking to them, and they said they hadn't done anything like that for a couple years, so it's really encouraging to see these businesses get into the feeling of the season. We have River City Cafe in the co-op and a new store in the co-op called The Bow Tree. They've been around for quite a while as a booth, but they actually have a brick-and-mortar business where the bead shop used to be in the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
3M Art, which is on the 3rd Avenue side. And then in the building Gather, we have Solstice Books, which is the new bookstore downtown, and Alaska Mystic Wonders, which is like a spiritual kind of shop.
Okay. What sort of spirits do they entice?
They sell a lot of, like, when I went in there, they had, like, candles and different kinds of rocks and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, what the heck?
So the thing with the decoration contest is if you go into any of those amazing local businesses, there's a passport at each one. So you get your passport at one, you get a stamp, and when you get your stamp at all 10, you're entered in to win prizes from each of them, and you get to vote for whoever you want to win. And the winning storefront gets a $250 cash prize from the Downtown Association, and they also get a brand new snowflake trophy to celebrate that they won.
Now, tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah, tomorrow is the finale day, and there's a lot going on. So in addition to the Winter Lights Walk and the last day to vote on the Downtown Storefront Contest, we're doing free dog sled rides in Griffin Park, which is right by the Antler Arch, thanks to Explore Fairbanks. And that's from noon to 4 in Griffin Park. And that's a really popular event. It was our first year doing it last year, but it was so successful, we definitely brought it back for a second year. So that's from noon to 4 in Griffin Park. And then we also have an ice skating party at the Starter Block on Lacey Street, which is formerly the Polaris site. So big shout out to Julie Jones. She's been working.
She's
so
something
hard.
Else. She's a jewel for Fairbanks. She really is.
Without a doubt. Like, if there is some sort of award for a Golden Heart of Fairbanks, I would definitely nominate Julie for it. She goes above and beyond for downtown, and she is tireless. Like, it's been such a cold week, and she's been out there trying to make sure the ice is perfect and getting local businesses that sponsored signs up on the side. She's a true rock star. So the first day of actually being able to skate on the Starter Block is the grand finale day for the Winter Solstice Festival, and that's from 4 to 7. And it will have music, hot chocolate, and a great time to come down and be one of the first ones to skate on that ice rink.
Wow.
I know. It's a big day. So on top of all of that, from 5:30 to 7:30, we're doing free hot chocolate in the plaza, which is a huge hit. And I have a feeling it's going to be even more popular with the weather forecast. And then we're doing
photos. Yeah, minus 20 below. Yeah, it's going to be popular.
Yeah, some hot chocolate sounds pretty nice at negative 20. So, yes, from 5:30 to 7:30, we're doing reindeer photos in the plaza, thanks to Spirit of Alaska. And then Riley Bodyfelt is coming back to do hot chocolate in the plaza. But it all leads up to the 8 o'clock fireworks show. And I believe this is maybe, it might even be their 16th or 17th year doing the fireworks with Alyeska Pipeline, and they've been the title sponsor of the fireworks for at least 12 years. It's definitely a community tradition.
Hmm. It's a busy final day of the solstice. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know, man. But it's all to celebrate the light coming back, and it has been a little dark this week, so I'm definitely looking forward to being on the other side of the solstice.
Yes. Now, you haven't brought up one other thing that starts happening after the fireworks show.
What is it?
Pub crawl.
Oh, the pub crawl with the Midnight Mine. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
That's where it ends, but it starts at the Humble Roots.
That is such. Oh, and also the Fairbanks Community Museum is doing gift giveaways for kiddos, like free gifts for kiddos from 1 to 5.
Ah. So, yeah, the Humble Roots is a fantastic facility.
I agree. And, like, what a great thing for downtown to have something new. And it's a great place to meet your neighborhood friends or even, like, pull people into downtown. And Talon does such a great job with all the events he puts on, too. Lots of community focused and fundraisers.
Then it goes to Lavelle's Tap House.
Hmm.
And then it goes to the Fairbanks Distillery. That
I love that place.
Yeah, so do I. I sold that to Pat and Lori, good friends of mine. And what they've done with the old City Hall, it's like a magical work of art now with everything going on in there.
Yeah, and when you talk to them, they're just really proud of their too, and they really understand the history that goes along with it, and I think that they're really happy to be stewards of it.
Yeah. Then I don't know where it goes after that, but I know it ends up at the Mecca, at the Midnight Mine.
Yeah, and I think, is there a stop? Yeah, there is a stop at the Mecca, too. After Fairbanks Distillery, it goes the Mecca and then the mine.
I would be remorseful if I did not bring up Jody and how well she operates the Mecca, and it's right on the way.
Yeah, and it, especially like we were talking about, you know, the downtown storefronts adding a little bit of light during this dark time of year. Man, that Mecca sign adds a lot of light on the Second Avenue.
So. Yeah, and now next year, you know, there's going to be a lot more lights on Second Avenue because of the storefront improvement program.
Yes, I'm so excited to see that. And it was one of the main inspirations for starting the storefront decoration contest. It kind of is similar but different, but it is all about, you know, reaching out to the community and trying to entice people in.
That is true. That is true. Well, hey, I will see you out and about Saturday night, if not tonight at my house.
Yes, it's a plan. And if anyone has any other questions about what's going on for the Winter Solstice Festival, our website is the main hub for any and all information you could need. And that is wintersolsticefestivalfairbanks.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Liv. You have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, you too. Happy birthday, David.
Yep, thank you. Oh, boy. Okay, so hey, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Take a break from your holiday shopping and enjoy something delicious at your personal Oasis. Instead of grabbing for the last toy on the shelf, do what Santa does. Grab the last French fry or onion ring on the plate. Happy holidays from your friends at the Oasis Restaurant and Lounge, 734 University Avenue. Total Toyo would like to say happy holidays and to remind you to put your feet up, have a well-deserved rest this Christmas, and let every day of the season be filled with joy and warmth. Happy holidays from Total Toyo.
There's a new radio show echoing across the last frontier, Alaska Tracks. Alaska Tracks celebrates the heritage, landscapes, and deeply rooted traditions of life in Alaska. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zarkey, Alaska Tracks brings you firsthand stories from hunters, bush pilots, trappers, scientists, artists, and elders who know the land, live the lifestyle, and keep Alaska's legacy alive. Based on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode is a bridge between generations, between bush and city, between past and future. Alaska Tracks isn't just a show. It's a living archive, a celebration, and a call to stay connected to Alaska's roots. Proudly presented by KFAR Radio and supported by sponsors who celebrate Alaska's story. Rod Saw Shop, Ginger Oram with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturdays at 1:30 p.m., only on KFAR Radio.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. "You are so handsome," she told her son. And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
KFAR weather.
Highs around 23 below
today.
Under cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28 below tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs around 22 below. Clear skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 31 below. 33 below Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We're coming up to Christmas, but I'm going to read a little item here. Holiday Hearts of Gold, and it's for Kinross, Alaska, has brought back their annual Holiday Hearts of Gold campaign, matching monetary donations for the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Last year, they matched $15,000 in donations to the food bank. This year, they have increased it to $20,000. For every dollar that gets donated to the food bank, Kinross, Alaska will match up to $20,000. This is good for the entire month of December, so please consider donating to your local food bank No amount is too small. $1 becomes $2. $5 becomes $10. $50 becomes $100, etc. So let's help out the food bank. For more details and to donate, go to fairbanksfoodbank.org. That's fairbanksfoodbank.org. Big thank you to Kinross, Alaska, for your donation. And thank you to all of Fairbanks for always helping out our neighbors and our local food bank. And, man, we have so many wonderful entities here that help. You know, you have the food bank. You have Santa's Helpers. You know, boy, this Sunday, their toy distribution that they get requests for is just incredible. You have the Salvation Army that does so many things. The Fairbanks Rescue Mission, taking in people. The Stone Soup Cafe, feeding people. The Women in Crisis Shelter. You know, Fairbanks has so many wonderful private entities that are nonprofit, but private, that contribute to so much to Fairbanks and helps out. And in a realistic way, they do it better than any government entity could ever do it, because they do it from their heart, not as a, you know, government paid employed mission, so to speak. They do it from their heart, and their volunteerism is just exceptional. So as you go into the holidays, think about donating to the food bank, to the rescue mission, to the Women in Crisis, to the Breadline, to Joel's Place, the Door, places like that that really go out of their way to help people, to help Fairbanksons, and what the heck. So we are, what, less than a week from Christmas. You know, yeah, today's my birthday. What the heck? It's always been frosty weather, but Perry Wally, he celebrates his birthday on June 24th because he was born on December 24th. He was literally born on Christmas Eve. Now, when you're what I call a Christmas baby like I am, growing up, there wasn't, you know, It was interesting. Before I go too far down that rabbit hole, I'm going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Tom Kennedy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom Kennedy. How are you doing?
Very good. One positive thing to note is tomorrow there is the Bazaar, the Naughty and Nice Bazaar at, Naughty and Ice Bazaar at West Valley, but Dave O.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that he makes really good chili and soups out there, so. Last big bazaar of the year, and then kind of a negative note, but she's the nicest lady in the world, so it's a problem corner type thing, is that Tisha Simmons had her handicapped van stolen from her house in Shannon Park, and that's kind of a sad deal, but just letting folks know, if they see, it's on Facebook, but if they see a gray Toyota Sienna, just let folks know it's that. She gives a lot to the entire community. And
that she does. She's a very special lady.
Yeah, I'll let you go. But have a great weekend and have a great birthday.
Why, thank you. And thank you for calling in as usual, Mr. Kennedy. And if I don't talk to you before, you have a wonderful Christmas, my friend.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, oh my goodness. Keisha had her van stolen. Oh, man. You know, and she's, once you meet Keisha, you're going to realize how special she is, and you'll be inspired. She's a very inspiring person, and that's the best way to describe her. And for someone to steal her van, there needs to be a good butt whipping on that one. My goodness. I pity the fool if that person is caught, because there's going to be a line around the block to whip some backside on that person. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, and there are so many Keishas in Fairbanks, if you take a look at it. Sam over at the food bank, just, again, like Julie Jones of Festival Fairbanks. You have in the community, you have these people I consider crown jewels, and she's one of them. Thank goodness we have those people. You know, Les Nichols, he's becoming one of those. What he does in the community, he's always doing something. He is always doing something. So is Keisha. So is Sam. So is Julie. They're always doing something for Fairbanks. And that's what makes Fairbanks, Fairbanks. That's why I so love this town. You know, it's an attitude. It might be 20 to 30 to 40 below this week, but we don't care. We're Fairbanksons. And we just look and say, it's going to get better. You know, starting on, Tuesday, we start gaining light. It's going to get better. We're not going to worry about it. You know, just if once you've been through the cycle, you've been through the cycle, you understand. And you just go through it, and you appreciate the sunlight, and at times you appreciate the darkness too. You know, we are a community. When basically April 15th hits to, say, September 30th, we do 12 months of stuff in 6 months of time frame. And then on October 1, we all sort of hibernate. I need to catch my breath. I need to recharge my batteries. You know, Bears hibernate. Us Fairbanksons, we will hibernate also, because we do a lot of stuff. And, you know, I always tell people, don't have your kids get married on a weekend in the summer. Don't do it, because you're ruining everyone else's weekend. We cherish our weekends here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Don't do it. But Amore, the love, they have their events. So what the heck? Anyway, tomorrow night should be a lot of fun, though. You know, this is a festivity downtown, and Liv Rodriguez, you know, she's a jewel, but within a few years she will be a crown jewel. You know, when I was mayor, the ideas she would bring to me, and we'd just implement them. You know, I got the concept, the thought of the downtown storefront restoration because of her. She came to me with a photo from the 1950s on 2nd Avenue, and she showed me all the neon signs that lit up 2nd Avenue. And she called it the City of Lights, and so we walked down 2nd Avenue, and we looked at all the places you could have a neon sign. And so we just looked at that, and then I thought, hold it, what can we do? We have this money that comes in from Explore Fairbanks, our budget, and it's basically dedicated, without being dedicated, to the downtown core area. So we have this money. Why don't we use this money that is coming from, because of Explore Fairbanks and our bed taxes, why don't we use this money to fix up the downtown, make it more bright and shiny? All because Olivia walked me down 2nd Avenue to take a look at signs that we could make into enhanced lighted programs. Oh, but anyway. So that's how it starts. Olivia, keep it up. You're now a jewel, but I'm going to say within a few years, you're going to be a crown jewel. Simple as that. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I got some bumper music for you. Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On. On a day where it's 20 below, how inconceivable can we get? Anyway, then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some weather, commercials, and we will be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Secretary of State Marco Rubio of the State Department discussing the basis of the Trump administration's continued military escalation against the Venezuelan government.
This allegation, this claim that the Maduro regime is a narco-terrorist organization is not on the basis of political talk or speculation. It is on the basis of evidence provided to a grand jury in the Southern District of New York that returned an indictment.
The strikes have been condemned by the United Nations and multiple other countries. The suspect of the Brown University shooting found dead in New Hampshire. Authorities identifying him as a 48-year-old Portuguese national, former Brown student. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche on Fox and Friends.
This was a all-out effort by the FBI, by ATF, working with our state and local partners 24 hours a day since this happened. And what you see and what you saw yesterday is the result of those.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports two Alaska state troopers previously charged at the state level have now been indicted by a federal grand jury on criminal civil rights violations stemming from a May 2024 use of force incident in Kenai. According to a press release issued by the U.S. Department of Justice, a federal grand jury returned an indictment charging Alaska state trooper Sergeant Joseph Miller, 50, and Alaska state trooper Jason Woodruff, 43, with one count each of deprivation of rights under the color of law. Federal prosecutors allege that on May 24, 2024, Miller and Woodruff acted in their official capacities with the Alaska State Troopers, willfully deprived a victim of his constitutional right to be free from unreasonable seizures, including the use of unreasonable force by law enforcement. If convicted, each defendant faces up to 10 years in federal prison. Sentencing would be determined by a federal judge after consideration of the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The federal charges follow earlier state-level criminal proceedings related to the same incident. On October 30th, a Kenai grand jury indicted Miller and Woodruff on one count each of assault in the
streaming
first
live online at KFAR660.com. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
What's the best gift you can give this year? The gift of hearing. For someone with hearing loss, a new hearing aid is a life-changing present. It's the gift of reconnecting with family, of hearing holiday carols in their full beauty, and sharing memories with crystal clear clarity. Call Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center to schedule a hearing test and learn about groundbreaking hearing aid technology with their board-certified audiologist. Or visit their website to learn more at fairbankshearing.com. Merry Christmas.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Generac Power Systems, the interiors distributors for the all-new commercial and industrial generators from High Power. Trusted by businesses, hospitals, and other areas where it's vital to keep the power going. Check out the High Power Mobile Tier 4 Final, a transportable, commercial-grade generator built right onto a trailer to take it where the power's needed. These and more found locally at Gen Solar in the River Mall on College Road. See the entire lineup at gensolar.net. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're doing well. My goodness. Next week, we start gaining light. It's going to be in the up until, you know, just looking at the weather forecast. It's not the best out there, I would guess, but, you know, what the heck. And By Christmas, it's going to be zero. Then it's going to drop down again. So we're going to have 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, projected. That is projected of good weather. On Tuesday, you know, high of 5 below, low of 24 below. Wednesday, high of 6 above. low of minus 5 below. And then on Thursday, Christmas Day, 0 is the high. And then minus 9 is the low. Then we start dropping again. And guess what? It's simple as this. We're in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's December. It's winter. This is who we are. This is where we are. This is what we are. Ah, let's just do it. So anyway, so we're coming up to Christmas. Where are you going to go shopping at? You know, I went yesterday to Michael's, you know, getting some stuff there, and that was fun. But I just decided to walk in down the Bentley Mall. Remember the Bentley Mall, how the vibes that were there during Christmas and holiday and the different shops that were in there? Oh, that wasn't there. I'd say the Bentley Mall was 60% vacant. There was nothing in the open area, you know, the center. There was no special nothing. Foot Locker's still there. That was good to see. You have Bishop's Jewelry's there. That was good to see. But boy, you know, what's the vitamin store in there? And GameStop was there, but it wasn't open yet. So maybe their hours are a little bit different. But my goodness, it was just, it was very telling. It was very telling. And hopefully they get their marketing going better and they get a few things that are there. What the heck? So anyway, that should be fun if you can get something in there. But they have some very good stores in that area. You have Bagels and Brew, a great shop, great place to go get a bagel, breakfast bagel, lunch bagel, coffee. Very good place to go get something to eat. Then they also have Eduardo. He opened up his burger zone there, and he does great burgers, and he does chicken wings. The burger zone used to be over there where at the end of, or the beginning actually of College Road, part of the gas station there. And that was bought, and that area was converted into a liquor store. And so Eduardo, this is an incredible person, just an incredible person. He took it and opened up a bigger store, and they do good. And he also opened up the Pronto Pasta there across from Walmart. There it used to be where the Pita Pit used to be. And so I've been at Pronto Pasta and had a great panini meatball sandwich. I mean, just spot on. Great sauce, great meatballs, panini press, just everything right about it. And I've also been over there. I love rigatoni. It's a noodle. And I love rigatoni. It's what I grew up on. Thank you, Mom. And so he has some good rigatoni there and some other things. You got to go try Pronto Pasta. So, but where are you going to go shopping at? And, you know, I found a few things over there at Costco. Yeah, Costco. Shout out to Costco. A few things there for people. And, you know, it's affordability factors there for some good stuff. What the heck? And hey, they got great dog treats there too. I mean, you know, I go to all the different pet stores to get stuff, and they at Costco, hey, they got good stuff too. They really do. And my dogs, they get spoiled when I come home from Costco. They're pretty demanding about their treats, and they got about 5 different styles, and I'm such a marshmallow. I really am. But hey, just the way it is. Now, some good downtown shopping areas. Go into the Co-op building. You know, go down 2nd Avenue. There are some great storefronts there. Jewelry. Go into, if you want good Lascana good books, go into Jerry's store there, the coin shop there, and he's got great Alaskana books. Every time I go in and see Jerry, you know, I'd say 40% of it was to see and say hello to him, but the other 60% was just to enjoy the books that he has on Alaska in so many ways, really. And, hey, buy a coin. What the heck? It's there. And then right next to him is the Traveler's Gift Shop. You can find something for anyone at the Traveler's Gift Shop. It's always rated as the number one gift store in Fairbanks. You know, even gets higher ratings than the Santa store out there in North Pole. But what the heck? You have to go experience it yourself, and tomorrow night, tomorrow during the day, you have the opportunity to do just that. Sorry about that, Fairbanks. I'm drinking some water because there's no calls coming in to help me with my conversation here. Come on, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Give me a call, and where should you go get a Christmas gift? Because you have basically Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. If you're going out on Wednesday, that's when I usually start. But, hey, I've grown wiser in my age. And it used to be if it wasn't Christmas Eve, I don't have to worry about Christmas shopping. But now, hey, you know, a few things online, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We got some phone calls we're going to take. Good morning. You're on KFR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
You know, you're talking about the co-op. God, I can remember when I first hit town here back in 74, I eventually got into security because that was my previous occupation in Chicago. But I was a loss prevention guy there in the co-op drugstore back in 1975. That was an interesting job. But, you know, I got to thinking about the Bentley Mall. Yeah, it's sad to see it emptying out like it is.
Yeah, it's like sort of spooky, yeah.
But aren't there, like has Amazon ever built, like, little brick-and-mortar Amazon stores?
They have their distribution location up here.
Yeah, I know that. But, like, couldn't they, like, open up a retail place where they could sell common items that people – that they probably have in their
that's a discussion for Jeff Bezos. I don't think they do it in the lower 48, to tell you the truth, but you know, that would be another part of the market share. What the heck, the Amazon store, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you could get your delivered items sent there if you wanted to, but you could also just pick up items that are commonly bought in interior Alaska, you know, little space heaters and
yeah,
whatever, you know. But
where do you recommend people going to go Christmas shopping at?
Pardon me?
Where do you recommend Christmas shopping?
Well, for me, I've got an electric car, and I don't like to drive around in this colder weather. But I ended up relying on my daughter for gifts to my two grandsons. So she gives me ideas, and then she gets it on Amazon. So unfortunately, I don't go out and do much local shopping. But, you know, Costco, of course, is always.
I got one for you. Since you have an electric car.
Yeah.
There's a fur shop on 2nd Avenue. Some fox fur earmuffs would be a great gift for the women in Fairbanks there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would like to say that was my idea, but I just got a text from Olivia, who's listening to the radio, and she's helping me out. She's helping us out here, Fairbanks.
Well, you can't beat something like that for walking around in town in Fairbanks. Yeah, earmuffs like that fur.
Yeah.
I used to have a cap. I bought it years ago, and it was like sheepskin, all little sections tied, sewn up.
Yeah.
It looked like something from a trapper from the 1800s.
When you got here in 1975, was the toy store up on the second floor of the co-op then?
Yeah, I think I walked all over that store. And,
yeah.
You know, I bought I used to have a Nikon SLR camera, really nice camera.
Mm-hmm. Ernie Carter's Camera Center, man.
I went to the co-op center there, the co-op camera section, asked for a case for that thing. And in like 5 minutes, an FBI agent showed up, flipped his badge open at me and said, I'd like to see that camera of yours, because one had been stolen at the Naval Arctic Research Lab up in Barrow.
Wow.
And I thought it was cool. You know, wow, FBI. You know, that's when they were stationed there at the federal building right there on Cushman.
Yeah, so. The old courthouse, I mean, and the post office, yeah.
I ended up going back to where I was staying and showing them the serial number on the camera that it wasn't the stolen one. So that was pretty cool.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Okay. What the heck? Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the call in. Where are you going to spend Christmas at?
Well, my daughter, I live in a little dry cabin here on Farmer's Loop. So I go to my daughter's for Christmas.
Make her do the dishes. That's right. Make her do the heavy lifting. I like it.
The kids open up the gifts and stuff, and that's a thrill. But then the day after, they're heading to Vietnam on vacation for 2 weeks, and I get to
house sit
and dog sit the place. So I do that every year. They're always going somewhere, and they never take me.
Jim, it's a rough life. You have a great day, sir. Thank you for the phone call.
You too. Good talking to you.
You too.
Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, good morning, Dave. It's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, first, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas. And I wanted to ask you, I listened to something, and I'm kind of curious on it. I listened to something on the news today. They said that the governor wants to sign a discount on taxes on the gas pipeline. I'm in the dark on this, okay? It's the first.
Okay, what happens is the state of Alaska, they have a real estate tax, just like you have here in Fairbanks, and it's 20 mils.
Okay.
On the pipeline, on everything up on state land. Okay. What he wants to do is drop it down to 2 mils to make it more affordable for this to get going, from what I heard.
Now, okay, is it going to go back up after it's rolling, or are we talking
I have no idea.
Forever?
I have no idea, but for something like that to be enacted, it has to be a legislative, it has to be introduced to the legislature through him or by another legislator, go through the House, go through the Senate, go through the hearings, have the discussion, be approved by both bodies and go to him for signature. So it's nothing that happens, you know, overnight, or he does not have a line item where he can do that.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, to me personally, we're talking quite a bit of money for one company to be able to take that big of a discount, right?
Well, the state of Alaska owns 25% of this pipeline. So
you're talking.
You're talking about a $60 billion construction project.
Yeah.
And you're talking about 2 mils on $60 billion. That is $1.2 billion per year in real estate taxes, if you looked at it that way.
Which we could use.
We can always use.
Yeah.
My friend, I got to take a break for commercials here, okay? You have a great Christmas. Good talking to you, Rick.
Bye.
Bye. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
As the snowflakes fall, the stars twinkle, and the northern lights dance in our coldest season, may your heart be warm with the magic of Christmas.
Happy holidays from the city of North Pole, well it works.
Wishing you and your family all the joy of the holiday season, no matter which roads you happen to travel. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from your friends at GCR Tires and Service. GCR, the Tire Guys. Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Get ready to find your one-of-a-kind treasure at the Naughty and Ice Annual Handcrafted Market this Saturday at West Valley High School. Over 40 local vendors displaying a remarkable variety of handcrafted items you won't find anywhere else. Don't miss the door prizes. Don't miss Naughty and Ice. The most fun you'll have gift shopping this Saturday, December 20th from 10 to 4 at West Valley High School. Free admission. Proceeds benefit the local non-for-profit Helping Hands of Two Rivers. Naughty and Ice.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 22 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28 below. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 22 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio, and we're going to take a phone call real fast. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel. How are you doing?
Okay. Just to clarify on that, lowering the property tax on the proposed line. Dunleavy's proposing it be for the life of the project, which is 30 years or more. So it's not just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
And even our conservative like Pete Buttigieg, even he's against it. And that's saying something. So, you know, I know Dunleavy, you know, he wants to go out with a bang and one other concession to sell Alaska away to others. And that's been his history for 7 years. There's, you know, he's not going to be around to see the consequences of this action that he proposes. So anyway, I think he's the worst governor we've ever had, and I good riddance to Dunleavy. I have a feeling he'll still be around. I hope he doesn't run for something else, but probably.
Mel, I appreciate the phone call. You have a great day and a Merry Christmas, sir. Yeah, okay. Also, here's something for you to think of. A gift that was a dinner kit. Give someone a dinner. A buddy of mine, real estate industry, Nick, I'm going to read you what he wrote to me. A client of mine just gave me a gift that was a dinner kit for three nights from New York Pasta Restaurant, and we're already dug into it. It's probably one of the best gifts I've ever gotten in a long time. Authentic New York pasta and bread and sauce. Oh, Nick, we're Italian, my friend. And what did I do last night? I didn't make pasta sauce, but I made barbecue sauce that I will distribute to those who are naughty or nice. And what the heck? So, you know, food, consumables, when you get to a special age or an age, what you're trying to figure out, what are you going to give a person? And so I'd say about 20-some years ago, I started giving consumables, a pasta night. I'd make up the pasta sauce and give a rigatoni size 24 DeSico noodle, bottle of wine, some Santa's, some North Pole coffee, things like that, some cookies, and just give everyone a nice dinner for three or four of an Italian evening. So ponder that. Emily and I did not do it this year. We have so much going on. We have a birthday and Christmas party going on tonight, so that's our gift for everyone. But of course, I had to make a barbecue sauce for some people because I am the barbecue god, and I make incredible barbecue sauces and incredible cooking things. So what the heck? Just had to get that in there. What the heck? And so now, what is an authentic New York pasta? Well, it's a pasta from New York. You know, it's interesting. They say the bagels in New York are the best because of the water. You know, everyone has a different water source. And so a lot of the New York pastas and pizzas have the New York tap water, and it's supposed to be great for pasta and for pizza. And so what the heck? It is what it is. Now, what are you cooking for Christmas dinner? Let's go that direction. I'm thinking doing a beef Wellington again. I did one about a month ago, and oh man, you know, you got to know what you're doing, but it's so much fun. And if you do it right, it's magical. It's like a Martha Stewart Christmas photo. But you got to know what you're doing. And it's a lot of prep work, and it's a lot of fun. And so I've got, you know, Emily and I have four people coming over, and so she's really wanting the beef Wellington. So I got a feeling we're having beef Wellington that I've got to cook. Looking forward to it. But I'm going to make tableside for everyone a Caesar salad. You know, when was the last time that you had tableside service where food was prepped and delivered at your dinner table in a restaurant? And it was always Steak Diane, and it was always the Caesar salad. So I'm going to produce the Caesar salad for everyone tableside at my house on Christmas night. And I enjoy making a Caesar salad dressing. But tableside is a whole different thing. And, you know, you got to try something new. You got to experience something new. And I'm not afraid to press those boundaries. And maybe pizza isn't available for delivery on Christmas night, but I don't care. I'll give them more wine. What the heck? Yeah, that's what I'll do. But anyway, I'm going to do that. And a good tableside Caesar salad. And then I'm thinking of a risotto. Don't know the style yet. I've thought, you know, I'm going to have a shrimp bisque soup, a very elegant soup that also the production, it takes, you know, you got to make your broth, which is from your shrimp shells. So that should be fun. But a risotto, I need a starch. Do I do a mushroom risotto? Do I do a shrimp risotto? Do I do a lobster risotto? A menu for Christmas can be a difficult item. But I'm starting to get into my food chi. I'm starting to get my zen going on Christmas dinner. And I believe, I'm not promising anything to anyone listening, such as Emily, but I believe it's going to be a beef Wellington, but I'm not promising anything. What the heck? And after all, we'll see how good I can be as a cook on Christmas Eve. Excuse me, on Christmas, and how enjoyable it'll be. So, hey, that's what we're doing. And Fairbanks, that is coming to the end of our show. Lots of stuff going on tomorrow. Go to West Valley for the Naughty and Ice event. Go to the downtown on Saturday. It's a lot of stuff going on. You have a great weekend. It's last shopping weekend before Christmas. Get your stuff done, and I will see you on Monday.